Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Late Days with Murph. Sorry for that little song snafu right there. On today's show, we're joined by one of my absolute favorite guests of all time, the lovely and talented Miss Haley Gerrells. Haley stops by to update us on her blossoming country music career, a brand new music that you may get a little breaking news today. and anything else we can come up with. And I don't have my normal thorn in my side slash best friend slash a co-host Emily with me today, so it's just me going solo. This should be interesting. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented, super sweet Miss Haley Gerrells for the show. Hey, Haley.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to be back.
You know, I was looking, and it was actually January the 10th, the last time you were on. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's been a long time ago.
That's pretty crazy. And as I was telling you, Southern Boy wasn't even out for the last time you were on. Southern Boy wasn't out. And now you've got
no.
Another song already out. a Guys Like You was just released, what was it, about 2 or 3 weeks ago?
It hasn't really officially came out yet. It's on radio, but it's going to be released Thursday, like officially.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And you were telling me something else about a video coming for it, too?
Yeah, we'll be with it Thursday at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Sweet. I'll be on the lookout for it. So, and as soon as it hits iTunes, I'm going to buy it. If it hits iTunes, I'm going to buy it. So.
Okay, good.
So, have you been with this kind of crazy schedule I know you're keeping?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I've been back and forth to Nashville a lot this summer. We've been recording a lot of different songs, and we got to record or shoot the music video like a few weeks ago, and that was like really fun.
I was doing a little research here, and correct me if I'm wrong. Are you going out on a summer tour next year? Because I think I remember seeing that somewhere.
There's talk about it, but I'm not completely sure. You know, it's not a for sure set in stone deal, but there's definitely.
Right. And I think my a co-host just finally showed up, so I'm going to bring her on real quick.
Okay.
Hey, Em.
You make it sound like I just decided to join you. Hello?
Yeah, I know. You had a cell phone trouble, I know.
Yes, and I had to go to the doctor, so. Anyway, all good. I'm here now.
Awesome. I was just talking to Haley about her brand new single coming out, and this single, I have to be honest, I completely love it. Haley. Hello.
Yeah,
I was just saying that this single, I just totally and completely love it, you know?
Well, thank you. We worked really hard on it.
It's got, like, to me, it's got sort of like a rock kind of vibe. Was that the kind of a feel that you were going for with it, kind of like a rock kind of thing?
The studio, and you know, I had some amazing, probably one of the best musicians in Nashville playing on that song, and they did awesome. I couldn't
believe it. Did you have anything for
her? Oh, Joy, of course, you asked me, put me on the spot. Let's see, do you want to, like, do fun questions, or what do you want to do, Cody? It's up to you.
I think we covered that last time, so let's just
keep
it to, like career stuff, so.
Okay, awesome. Okay, let's see. So, you just dropped a single, right? Anything else coming up for you, like, in the near future?
A bunch of different radio stations promoting the song, and we've actually got Guys Like You on, I don't even know how many right now, on a lot of Missouri radio stations. About 100.
That sounds awesome.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And there was something else I did want to say. You sent out a Snapchat of the first time you heard a Guys Like You on the radio, and I love moments like that. I mean, I've got to witness a lot of people's first time hearing things on the radio. And I just love moments like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a moment, you know, I won't ever forget.
Yeah, I think, and a shameless plug here, y'all. If y'all aren't following Haley Gerald on Snapchat, do it.
Coach, you probably follow like 5,000 people on Snapchat because you say that every single day to me about someone. I swear, you must have a million stories to walk down there.
I have to be honest. Snapchat is sort of addicting. I have to be completely honest.
Yeah, send me a Snapchat every single day. Like, thing. It's always a picture of water. And I'm like, do you ever go home? Or are you always on the river? Because I get a Snapchat from him like every single day that's just water.
Well, I'll tell you this, Sam. We are actually living over the river for about 6 months in the very near future. So.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
So you'll be seeing. I've seen a bunch of river and lake Snapchats.
I already do, so I'm used to it.
Yep, you're used to it. And there was one question I had for Haley that I don't think we covered last time. Social media is kind of the thing now, has been for the past 10 years or so. How has social media helped your career and helped grow your fan base?
Didn't have any of that because I found, like, my people from Nashville, they found me on social media. And, you know, that's how fans connect with you, like, through social media. So, like, if I didn't have that, I don't think I would be really anywhere with my career.
Awesome. You know, and for me, I'm a huge fan of social media. I have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
We love Kentley.
I mean, and what?
I said he reluctantly has it all.
Yes, sir. Some of it I was kind of goaded and prodded into.
Like Instagram, by me. I have no shame. I'll admit it.
And Facebook. I resisted getting Facebook for years, y'all. I don't know why, but I resisted Facebook for years. Kim's the one that actually got me on Instagram, and now I can't stay off of it.
Yeah, very interesting.
Right, Em?
Basically, yeah. I told him to join it forever and ever, and he did.
You know, and for me in the show, I use social media as, I'm sure you've seen, Haley, as kind of a promotional thing. Of course, I'll have I'll do my personal stuff, obviously, like hey, how you doing, Twit fam, you know. But I use it also as a promotional tool, and I found it also really helped grow the listeners of the show too. So.
Yeah. It's about social media now.
Yeah. I don't know what we ever did before social media.
Oh, I know.
It seems like social media has just taken over the world at this point.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it has.
For sure.
I don't remember what I did before I had Twitter.
Frankly,
I should get that on a t-shirt.
I went back, and this is probably showing my age here. I remember the old MySpace days. That's probably showing my age, but, you know.
That was a little before my time. I didn't ever have one of those.
Yeah. And and so and like I said, I was kind of looking through your website and everything, and just kind of, because I like to I like to kind of research my guests before they come on, so I won't sound like a total idiot on air, not know what I'm talking about. I did find something that was let's see, where'd it go? Oh, never mind, I'll find it later.
I'm so out of it right now. Like, I'm listening, but I feel like I'm so, like, zoned out.
Yeah, they were working on your cell towers, weren't they, Em?
Yes, and then I was in the doctor, and they were working on my cell tower, and I came out, and it was, like, my phone wouldn't work, and I was like, I have to tell Cody I'm going to be late, and then I was in the, on the road where I don't have service anyway.
Which has happened before.
Yeah. So I was like, I need to tell Cody, and I had no service. And then I was, like, annoyed because my mom was driving like crazy trying to get over here to my grandmother's house, and it was hurting my shoulder. And I was like, Mother, you need to drive like a normal person, please. And it was just, I'm so frazzled now. Like, I feel like I'm everywhere now. Anyway, all was good.
I found what I was trying to find. You know, I do have about three or four questions for you that I didn't cover last time. That I've kind of added to the inventory, I guess you could say. Whether it's in your personal life or a career wise, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Oh gosh. Let me think about that. The best advice. oh gosh. I guess being able, you know, to stay true to yourself and follow your dreams and go after what you want, really.
Awesome. Do you have any pre-performance rituals, like, you know, prayer or anything that you have to do before you perform?
Actually, it's really funny. Before I go on stage, like, I get really, really nervous, and, like, I'll forget the words, like, before I go on. But, you know, once I'm up there, it's totally fine. Yeah, I think it's just the momentum of going up to it.
Oh, I have a funny story to tell you. Well, it wasn't funny when it happened, but it's kind of funny now. Somewhere with Emily.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling this story again, Em. we were doing Randy Travis and Carrie Underwood's version of I Told You So. So, Em takes the first verse, and she absolutely nails the first verse. She absolutely nails it.
Hey.
But when it got the second verse, I started out okay. But then I had to drew a blank. I was like, seriously?
Oh, gosh.
Are you kidding me right now? You know? And looks at me like, boy, what's up with you?
I was ready to kill. Because I had one job, to learn the first verse, and I, even though I knew the second verse, I didn't know that I knew it well enough to, like, pick up where he left off. So I was ready to kill him for basically not only forgetting, but for also leaving me hanging while he's at it, because I didn't know. But I did know the words, actually. I got lucky, and I picked him up, and then he jumped back in, but it was funny.
Yeah, I jumped in after about after about 10 terrifying seconds.
It happens, you know.
It does. And now it's funny. Like, at the time, it's never funny, but, like, looking back, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You know, and back to what you said about
somebody get the chicken.
About what?
I'm sorry. Okay, I was sitting at the desk in the other room, and my grandfather's phone, like, is a chicken, and it quacks. Or not quacks.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. A rooster that crows.
I heard that.
And I was like, yeah, and I was like, Mom, go answer the chicken, because I was trying to, like, get away from it before it made noise, but I don't think very fast. So.
Right. You
yeah,
know,
I have a,
you know,
Haley, I, Cody understands, but I have a broken collarbone, so I don't, mm-hmm. I'm really out of, I'm also really slow. Now I can't, like, move
fast,
so I couldn't get away from
the
chicken.
Point.
Yeah. Anyway,
oh my
okay.
God.
I had a wreck on Friday, last Friday, so, but I'm
mm-hmm.
okay. I just have a broken collarbone.
Well, I hope you get better.
Thank you. Anyways, she got the chicken, so it's all good now.
I heard this big commotion. I was like, what in the world was that? But now I know. So, you know, and back to what you were saying about nerves or whatever, you know, that you get nervous before a performance. I get
oh, yeah.
so nervous. I get so nervous every time I call into this a show to talk to you guys. I get so freaking nervous. It's just not even funny.
I don't get nervous because it's not a big, like, it's not a big deal to me because we're just, like, hanging out, you know? And Cody freaks
yeah.
out every single time.
See, the thing with me is, and I'm not even sure that you know this, Em.
Oh, boy.
Every time I do a radio show, there's this little voice in the back of my head going, don't screw up. Don't you screw up. Don't you screw this up.
And see, I'm over here like, well, if I screw up, I screw up. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is. If you mess up, you mess up. There's nothing you can do about it.
That is true.
On that same token, though, I think nerves are at times a good thing.
Yeah, they are.
They can keep you on your toes and keep you, you know, ready for anything or whatever. So, that's my feeling on nerves.
That's a good thing to be nervous.
It is. And like I said, I don't know why I get so nervous talking to y'all. It's just, I don't know. It's just something with me, I guess. Let's see if we have anything else. Another question I have for you. If you could do...
Okay.
A duet with anybody, a living or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, gosh, okay. I would probably either do one with, like, Loretta Lynn or Miranda or Carrie. Probably because, I don't know, like, I would definitely want to do something with Loretta. Because, like, she was, like, my first actual favorite. And, you know, I grew up listening to Loretta. So I think it'd be really cool to do something with her.
Awesome. You know, and Carrie is probably my number one person to do it with because, well, number one, she's my celebrity crush, number one. So,
oh.
Her, and do you know our new country artist, Chris Jansen?
Oh, yeah, he's like from around my area, kind of.
Oh, sweet. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I love his song, About Me, About, I love that song.
And I do too. That's a good song.
About it too. When he texts me and his Snapchat of the water, he puts the lyrics of that song on them. I'm blowing all your music out the open today.
That's funny.
This is what happens when I take medicine. I tell Cody deep, dark secrets.
You know, but that song is my favorite jam at this point. I just love it, you know. So I'd love to do it with him on that song probably. And another song I just love is a Tyler Farr's a Guy Walks Into a Bar. Have you heard that song?
Oh. That's another good one.
Yeah, what's your favorite right now? Do you have like a favorite song right now, or of all time? Like, what's your favorite?
I don't know about all time, but right now, like, I've been hooked on Lauren Elena's new one. I don't even think it's came out yet. I saw her like perform it like at a radio station. It was like had a video on YouTube, and like I love it. I'm like, I wish I wrote that song because that was good.
You know, obviously I'm a huge country music fan, but I'm a big fan of this a newer country bunch, like Cole Swindell, Sam Hunt, Maddie and Tay. It also seems to me like a country music more than any other genre really embraces the stars, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, and that's from the fans on all the way up to the insiders. I have never seen a genre embrace its stars like a country does. And
true.
I've actually met, this has been about 15 or so years ago, I met Reba McEntire and Kenny Chesney, and they're like two of the sweetest people ever.
Oh, wow, Jen.
I thought I was going to fall over and die.
Oh, my gosh.
That was great. I'm sorry I'm not the greatest company this thing.
Awesome.
I talked to Reba for about 10 minutes, and you could not ask for a sweeter person. She's just a doll, you know?
I feel like everybody in country is down to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just, like, so supportive. I mean...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even the indie artist we have on the show, like yourself, y'all are just so supportive of us and the show and of each other. Even I mean, it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it is cool. There is definitely girls I have gotten to know that are doing the same thing as I am, and they're just so sweet.
They really are. And we've only got about 30 seconds or so. So, you know, I just wanted to thank you again for basically everything. I mean, all the support, all the love you've shown me and him, and for coming back on and doing the show twice now. So, I'm not ashamed to say this, and I hope I'm not overstepping, but I consider you a very dear friend.
Well, thank you.
And like we said earlier, last time of your own, you got a open invitation to the show anytime, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
No. 30 minutes pretty much flew by, didn't it, y'all?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to probably let you go now, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. I will see you later.
All right, bye, Haley. Thanks for doing this.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Haley is such a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's super sweet. I like having her on. I'm not the best company tonight because I'm a little out of it. I'm a little drugged up, not going to lie. But I'm here, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I've been in such a good mood today.
I noticed. Your texts all day were great.
I have, number one, what happened was that a screenshot of that picture I sent you, that happened.
Right.
And number two, about an hour ago, a good friend of mine who is a campus cop at my old college, who I have not talked to in years, just called me up out of the blue. So I've been in a good mood all day.
Well, I've had an interesting day. I'm feeling better today. I laid on the couch for most of the day on my pain medicine watching Dynasty, which was, I'm not sure if Dynasty is really great or if, you know, it was the drugs that were really great. But I watched Dynasty for half the day, and then I went to the doctor. Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the show or the drugs that were better. I'm really not sure. Not sure if Dynasty's fantastic or if I just felt like it was because I was on drugs. Anyway. Then, to the doctor, and they told me that he was an orthopedist.
I got your text,
specialist.
By the way.
Oh, okay. He was like, well, here's the deal. Your collarbone's broken, but it's not split, so it could be worse. So just take your medicine and just chill, and you'll be fine.
It could be a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm lucky that it's not worse. Anyway, so... It's all good now.
So anyway, what now?
I said it's all good now. All right, I have one announcement, then you can do the rest. But Thursday we have Kristen Burke, so I'm so excited to talk to her. We haven't talked to her in a long time, and she's like my fangirl partner in crime, so I'm really excited. So,
oh, wow.
I'll rest like the whole day
That's on the 6th. That's this Thursday. On the 11th, we have a singer-songwriter, Audrey Callahan, with us. I'm working on something for the 18th. And then, the biggie, the 20th of August, is our 3-year anniversary.
I was like, who did he schedule for the 20th? I was like, oh, that's super insane.
Mind-blowingly insane.
I feel like the second anniversary was like 5 minutes ago, so.
Now you can't even party with me
because I can't party because I'm broken, so you'll have to wait till my birthday to come party with me.
You can't party because you're broken. That's fucking.
Okay. And she said, with a broken wing, she still sings. She said, you have a broken wing, do you still sing? And I was like, I love you,
Megan.
I tweeted it to Markina McBride to no response. Tried. Yeah, I did. I tweeted it.
Yeah, I think you did. Either Twitter or Instagram too.
I think it was both. Might have been both.
Probably was. So you wanna wrap this up? You said.
I suppose. Yeah, I'm kind of uncomfortable because I can only use one arm, and I can't like move the phone back and forth.
I get that. I'll talk to you later, okay, girl?
All right, bye.
Feel better, dadgummit.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super sweet, super talented Miss Haley Gerrells. Like Emily said, on the 6th, we have our wonderful friend, Miss Kristen Burke, coming on the show with us. And the 11th, we have a singer-songwriter, Audrey Callahan. And then the 20th is, and I can't even believe that these words are coming out of my mouth. Our 3-year anniversary on the show, y'all. So like Emily said, it seems like it's only been 5 minutes since our 2-year anniversary. But it is what it is. And with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to What There's With Murph.